Persians and the Parthians in the eastern part of the world. So the Roman Empire begins to become tired, and that will slowly, slowly spin it down until it will collapse of its own, because in the 400s, the early 400s, when Rome is finally conquered and sacked by the barbaric tribes of northern Europe, the Gauls, the Visigoths, who come and just destroy Rome and civilization and plunge Europe into the Dark Ages, it's like Rome fell like a matchstick. It was like a rotten, hollow hull, and somebody just pushed in the door, and there it went. Now, the situation in the middle of the 3rd century was that Rome, because it was so large, could not effectively be governed from Rome any longer. So the Roman Empire divided into two. That division still exists today in the world, except today the division is in the Christian church, the Eastern Church and the Western Church. But the original division was in the Roman Empire. And the capital of the Eastern Empire, which is the empire that we are currently most interested in because the main Jewish communities were in the Eastern Empire, the capital was the city of Byzantium. The Byzantium is the current-day city of Istanbul, which used to be called Constantinople. It's all the same city. It's the city which is the bridge between Asia Minor and between Europe. It lies at the crossroads between East and West. A very strategic city, and it was always a large and great city. And it always had a substantial Jewish population. The Byzantium was a city of enormous beauty. And the Roman generals and officers who were in charge of the Eastern Empire, even though they nominally paid lip service to Rome as being the capital, they wanted to make Byzantium more magnificent than Rome. They wanted to make Byzantium the capital of the empire. And in effect, the competition between Byzantium and Rome was almost to the point of civil war. The tax collectors in the East siphoned off all the money. Very little of it got to Rome. They built enormous palaces. They built beautiful buildings, temples, amphitheaters, a stadium for the gladiators. They tried to out-Rome Rome. And they also developed a lifestyle from which we have an English word called Byzantine. A lifestyle of tremendous luxury, of tremendous immorality, of intrigue and violence. It combined the worst of the East and the worst of the West. The cunning, the fact that you never say what you mean, the incessant bargaining, the old Arabic story about the scorpion that wants to get to the other side of the river. So the scorpion comes to the fox and says, "I can't swim the river, but you can. Let me ride on your back. I promise I won't bite you. And you'll swim across the river and I'll get off." The fox says, "How can I trust you that you won't bite me?" So the scorpion says, "It's not in my interest to bite you because you're swimming, and my only way to get across is on your back, so why should I bite you and kill you?" So the fox thought it over, and he said, "Well, that's perfectly logical." So he tells the scorpion, "Climb on." The scorpion climbs on the fox's back, and the fox starts swimming. Halfway across the river, the scorpion bites him. The fox says, "What did you do here? Why did you do this?" The scorpion says, "But this is the Middle East." Now, that's not true only today of the Middle East. That was true in the 2nd and 3rd centuries. It is a mentality that defies Western logic.